Today's daf is Demai Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amabes, by the Tini, by the Brisa, the two dots, second to last line. Again, the Masechta Shiurim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we're talking about the Halacha of Ne'emanus. We spoke about two Mishnahs ago about if somebody wants to be a Ne'eman, and we just spoke about whether one wants to be a Chaver. If somebody wants to, gain the title of a Chaver in terms of Trumas and Maisers. Not just Trumas and Maisers, but also in terms of Tumah V'Tara. Right? That was the added element of Hamakabel Olav Lihios Chaver, and we have the Machlokas in the Mishnah, what exactly is needed? Is it just actions that have to do with the Tumah V'Tara in terms of what you buy for the Amorites and what you sell and where you eat? Rabbi Yehuda says, even general halachas about not being parts b'nedarim and not owning goats and not being matami lemeis, right? And the Chacham said back, I don't think that's part of it. And we just had a machlokas here on Chaf Mabez, whether a Rosh Yeshiva, whether a Magid Shir has an automatic Kabbalah or not, right? And we said that there was a machlokas between Ribla and the Tanakama, and the Gemara quoted the Reish Lakish story that proved the latter, that you need an automatic Kabbalah, because he was a Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, Amanama Aretz, Lagabe this halacha, because I'm not so machpid about the laws of Tumah V'Tara, an amazing line from Reish Lakish. But again, it's all a high level chumra of somebody who's knowing Tara Lagabe Chulin Shalom. Reish Lakish lived later. Even if we said yesterday that maybe the Paraduma was around a little bit afterwards, I don't think it was around in the times of Reish Lakish. Okay, either way, so we continue now. The Gemara says that if somebody wants to have this acceptance, they have to go step by step. It's not like one day they say, okay, I'm going to be a Makbid on all of Tumah V'Tara at once. Now, there's a way to accept. That's not the way to do it. Says the Gemara Tani, Makriv and Liknafayim. This is a lashon that's also found in Meseches Becharos, of course, in the Bavli, Daf Lamed. Makriv and Liknafayim. First, your Makriv, first you come close to the area of Knafayim. Knafayim are wings. But what do wings here mean? Wings here means Netzilas Yadayim. Right, because when you lift up your hands, there's an idea in the quote in the Shulchan Aruch of lifting up one's hands. One lifts up one's hands, it kind of looks like wings when you lift up your hands, and therefore that's the first din to focus on. L'knafayim, right? The Marafolda here quotes Rashi from Maseches Becharos. Litol yadav kodem achila. The first thing to do is to start washing your hands before you eat. V'kodem shi'igu l'taris. But before you touch taris, shi'adayim shniyosim. Because your hands are shniyos, we know halachically, Chazal always gave the hands the status of shniyos because of the gzera before we get to the liquid, because our hands are always askanios and they're touching all different things, so we don't know where they've been. So that's why our hands are always tummy, and therefore they would be matame what? If our hands are shniyos, they would be matame, not chulin. We paskin, though there's a machlokas in Masechah Sota about this, we paskin that chulin cannot become a shlishi. So we're worried about truma, we're worried about kachim, but that's the first halacha to start with. So makariv makrivin l'tchafayim, v'yacharka malamdin l'taras, then you learn other areas of Tumah V'Tara. Amrei Yisrael Berbelezer, more specific, knafayim, first you learn netilas yadayim, madafos, then you learn low-level tumas. Madafos, the word madaf is like something insignificant, something small. You see the Maharafulda. Madafos comes from the word in the Tochachav, kol ale nidaf. Like a leaf will just fly away, right? Davar kal. So madafos is all tumos kalos drabanan. Low-level tumas. You take that upon yourself, low-level tumas. And then hesetos. Hesetos are the more chomer tumah, mace it, to make somebody tummy by you're moving it even without touching it. That's hasata, and that applies by certain, mitame, mishkav, umoshav, anida, pazavi, etc. And taras, maisras. And then finally, taros, which flow from treating maisras properly. Taros, maisras. If you look in the, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky on the bottom, Knafayim hadavas asetos, hitumas maga, the hesed, hitumas kala, viachaga maladam of zolotaras, haino hilchas tara, litruma umaiser, shehechmiru boyan lenin yosa lenin tuma. Right, the laws of Tumah V'Tara when it comes to all dvar kachim. Maestris, Maestris, Sheni, Vechulu. So it's a step-by-step process, and that's the message of life, about not jumping steps, right? You want to be a chaver? Okay, just accept everything. That's not what Chazal say. Chazal say that everything is a step-by-step process in terms of going up in Ne'amanus or going up in the spiritual ladder. Remember the thought that we always quote, and that is Chulin Kofei. Chulin Kofei. The Gemara says there, that's the source in Shas for waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. The Gemara says there, the story of Mar Okva. It's fascinating that this is the source. It doesn't say anywhere about Chayiv, you have to wait. No, it's all the story. Amar Mar Okva. Merkva says, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. My father's better. He's like wine. I'm vinegar. Dilu Abba, because my father, we had earlier about wine and vinegar in this discussion. Is it vinegar that came from wine or is it vinegar that came from Temed? Right? There were times in Yehuda that you didn't have to worry about the vinegar because it was a chayv and maestros because it came from Temed with such a chashev because the vinegar never came from wine because it was always an ace that they always used it for the base of Migdash. But later on in later generations, it didn't happen. So you have to be choshesh that the chometz came from the wine. So we had that earlier in this Masechta. So back to the Gemara. So kiav yachal bisra inna, my father, if he would eat fleishiks today, lo yachal gvina b'machar, he would not eat milchiks for 24 hours. Ad hashta. That's my father, says Mar Okva. We don't know his father's name. V'ilu ana b'hasu dasu d'lachilna. Me, I'm not on that level. I just wait till the next meal. The next meal, I'll eat milchiks. L'sudasa achrina achilna. I don't eat it the same meal, but the next meal, I would eat it. That's our ukva. And what does it mean, l'sudasa achrina? Tosfos here says, lav b'sudasa shiragilin lasos achas 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 arvis afilu la'alter im silek ha'shochad u'birech mutter d'lo plug rabbanan. The next meal, Tosva says, even if it's right away, you could just clear off the table, wash your hands, wash your mouth, and boom, right? That's a day that you don't have to wait at all. So that day is not really quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes waiting about an hour and waiting 6 hours. Right? Those are the different interpretations. And later on, of course, there were different others into the six, five and a half, three, all the different pshatim given. But the question that's asked on this Gemara is, if Bar Okva thinks that it's a good thing to wait 24 hours, so why didn't he wait 24 hours? Right, my father's like wine. He waited 24 hours. I'm only like vinegar. Only wait the Sudas Achrina. So why didn't he wait? Because he knew that wasn't where he was up to in his steps of Avodas Hashem. He knew that going there would not be appropriate for him. Right, he would be jumping up a couple of steps. It would be going straight from, I don't know, Knafayim to Taros. Right, it wouldn't be going step by step, and therefore he said that's not what's appropriate for me. And the Arachayim Hakadosh says in Bechukosai, in one of his 42 pshatim in the first pasuk, right, in Bechukosai Teilechu v'Bisvosai Tishmaru, they have to go in order. In Bechukosai Teilechu, if you walk in my ways, walk straight, go straight, don't jump steps, then Bisvosai Tishmaru, then you'll be able to be shomer, then you'll be able to keep everything up, and that's what he quotes from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, V'lo Ama Aretz Chassid. Not only that an Ama Aretz can't be a chassid because he doesn't know, but he shouldn't be a chassid. Below Ama Aretz chassid because you have to go step by step. You have to go exactly what you are ready for. So that's what it says here also. The implicit message of this Gemara is that if somebody wants to become a chaver, he doesn't just accept everything at once. Right? You have to go step by step. Knafayim, then Madafos, then Hesetos, then Taros. There is also a discussion in the, I'm sorry, Tosfos, Psachim. Gemara says here that what is Rashi, what's the first step? The first step is Netilas Shadayim. And the question is, Netilas Shadayim, isn't that for everybody? Well, that's the first step of Tumah V'Tahara. Everybody has to do Netilas Shadayim, right? Not just those that want to be machpid on halacha to be able to be called a chaver. Right, so what is Rashi driving at? So Tosfos in Psachim Kuftesvav says, oh, maybe it's not the Tilas Shadayim for bread, which everybody has to do, but it's the Tilas Shadayim for wet foods. For wet foods, right? Tosfos the Gemara in Kuftesvav and Aleph talks about that mitzvah. Why is it? What is it in Psachim for? You know, Orchatz, right? Where we wash for karpas. So the Gemara there discusses that a person is supposed to wash their hands in order to, before they eat foods that have become wet. Kol shetibula b'mashke, tzarech netila. Anything that Rav Oshia says, anything that is dipped in a liquid, nizit netila shadayim. Why is this? Because in the days of old, Rabbi Yonah explains this, in the days of old, they all liquids, Chazal gave all the liquids the status of being able to make things rishons. Because, basically, agzera, because there are liquids that are avatumos, right, liquids of Azov. So because there are liquids of that are avatuma, so Chazal gave all the liquids, if you touch liquids with unclean hands, the liquids, even though daraisa, nothing happens, because it's chulin, liquids are going to become enough to be able to be metame, foods, to be a tchila, to be a rishon. Right, that's a din terabanan. But because of that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, because of that, this is in Brachas Adaf Mem Aleph, the Chazal said that you have to wash your hands. Besides the issue of bread, which is connecting back to Truma, and Chazal only picked bread because Dagatir Shviyitzer are the only things that are Daraisa for Truma, according to many Rishonim, and you don't touch wine and oil, so bread's going to be the only thing you touch. That's what Chazal goes there. So we could be in good practice, maybe Yibana Beis Simigdash, to washing our hands before we eat Truma. But this is a different. This is about a separate gzera. So he says, Lepeiro, says Rav Natila Shadayim, Sheit Shumasa Menat Torah, Ela Anavim, Vechulu, says Rabbi Yonah. Aval Mashkim, Kivam Shein Achazim Biyadayim Shadam Shoso, Samadei Kli, for wine and oil you don't need, as we said. But then he says, you don't need a minadin. El Rabbi Shem Mashkim Alulam Yoser Shemakablin Tuma Mehayadayim Shein Shnios, Kamoa Truma, Venasim Rishonim, Latami Dara Machirim. And that's why hechmiru b'hem v'tzricha l'chol davar shetibula b'mashkes. That's why Rabbi Yonah says, so you need by all fruits and vegetables that are wet, because wet, again, water was needed for hechshel l'kabel toma, one of the seven liquids, and therefore Chazal instituted this to tilas yodayim. Tosfos simsachim there, kuftes vav, says it's a chumra today. It's a chumra today. Fine by truma, we're makbid because we want to marry, but basically we want to be ready for truma when it comes back. But it's a stam general tumah v'tahara that this water is going to make anything tamei, all foods. So he says that we're not. That's a chumra, and you shouldn't do it. That if you do it, it will be a bracha levatala if you make a bracha. That's tosfos there. Ve'enon tzrichon los anatila mavarech harizim mavarech bracha levatala. So machlokas rishonim. But the tosfos says that's what's being referred to here because it's a chumra. It's a chumra. It's not meikar adin. Not like Rashi, that sounds like it's a tila shadayim for bread before you eat. Tosa says maybe it's a chumra. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef quotes all of this in Simin Kufnon Ches and Nilchas Tila Shadayim, and says, I don't know, I don't think it's such a chumra. I think most Rishonim say that you should wash your hands. The Magen Avraham says the Minhag Olam of many is not to. Magen Avraham, the Minhag Olam is not to wash one's hands for eating a wet cucumber or eating a wet apple. But there are those that are makbid about it, and it seems like the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and the Ramah doesn't argue. And the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shlomo Zalman, and the Chazanish, most seem to say that L'chadchila wants you to try to be makbid for this, even though to know we don't make a bracha on it, where we're makbid on it Pesach night, by Urchatz, but not more. But that's the Shulchan Aruch, Kufnun Ches Sif Hei. I'm sorry, Sif Dalad. Im ochal davar shetibula be'echad mishiva mashkin, if you eat a food that became wet with one of the seven liquids, shesimanam yad shachadam, the seven, velonis nagim, and if it wasn't dried, the food wasn't dried. If you dry the food totally, then you don't have a chiyuv to wash. It's not about hechsher l'kabel tuma. It's about wet. So if you touched it, v'afilu ein yadam nogas b'makamashka, even if you're not touching the wet part, tzarech netila below bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah doesn't argue. Afilu ein metavo rak rosh hayerek o apri, even if you're only dipping the corner of the vegetable in the fruit. Afilu achidu below bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's not only fruits and vegetables. This has nothing to do with the food of truma. It has to do with the liquid on it, and therefore it applies to meat. It applies to meat, right? Anything that is wet. But the Mishnah Berurah does add, it's only something that's normally eaten with your hands. If it's something that's not eaten with your hands, so then Chazal, we're not misaking a netila here, only something that is normally eaten with, right? The Mishnah Tavshel, Kiven Shein Derech Liga Bo Biyad El Alech Obakaf, Ein Tzarek Netila Shadayim. Even if you end up touching part of it, only something that's normally eaten with hands. So normally eating with hands, so fruits and vegetables, a cucumber is often eaten with hands, not a salad, salad's not eaten with hands, but a wet salad, but a cucumber, whole vegetables that are eaten with hands, so that would be that would be required. But anyway, that's the discussion here of what kanafayim is, which netilas yadayim is being referred to. Right? It has to be some type of chumrah, because it's an acceptance of the person. It doesn't have to be accepted if it's me'ikr, if it's me'ikr hadin. Okay, so we talk about the different levels of tumah. We spoke about kanafayim, we spoke about madafos, and then hesetos. Hesetos is more chumr. And then we have the halachas of Tuma Vitara. So we continue. Barishona hayu omrim. Originally we said though, even once someone is in the category of chavrus, let's say they accepted, chaver shenase gabai dochnos ami chavruso. Let's say this chaver, who is on this high level now, because he accepted all these things to be able to be neman and Tuma Vitara, he becomes a tax collector. Right? He was taken to be a gabai. Mara folda, mimuna lemelech, ligvos mas mi Yisrael. Right, he became a tax collector. So tax collectors were notorious to be ganavim. Right, they collected the taxes and then they kept the money for themselves. So then we say, too bad, you lose your chaver status. Right, look what you're doing for a panasa. Right, you're being a gana for a panasa. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, knasu, it's a fine, even if we don't know for sure that he's a ganav. But this position breeds ganeva, and therefore, if he becomes a tax collector for the king. Again, this is not nowadays that somebody's an accountant, right? That somebody that in the days of old where he was appointed by the king and he had elastic power, so then he were dochim. Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, knasu umishum shepa'amim govin shalo kedin. Because often they take money shalo kedin inappropriately. What happened to Chazru Lomar? And so, and therefore, what would happen if he would stop being a tax collector? Then he would have to start again. Sounds like we would push him away from being a tax collector, and if you no more tax collector, you have to start again, go through the whole Kabbalah practice. Chazru Lomar, but then they said, no, Kozmanshu Gabai, as long as he's the tax collector, Tochroso Mi Chaburoso, then he doesn't have the status anymore. Yatsa Mi Giviyasa Arika Chaver, he goes back to being a Chaver. If he gives up the job, he goes back to being a Chaver. The Girsa in Bechoros, Daflamid, where this comes up, is he goes back to being Kechal Adam. That's the Girsa in Bechoros, but it sounds like that's where he has to start again. Originally, if he's still a Chaver, so then, we originally thought that maybe even afterwards he still has a stain, he's going to have to go above and beyond, even more than a regular person, maybe Kechal Adam. And the Maskana is he's like a regular person, Kechal Adam. But according to our Girsa, no, he automatically reverts, automatically gets his status back, right, when he is no longer a tax collector. Chia Barbun b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, chaver sheyatza l'chutz l'aretz ein doch nozom yichavruso. If he goes to chutz l'aretz and he comes back, we're not dochim either. Even though in chutz l'aretz there's tumas ha'amim and he shouldn't have gone, still right when he gets back, we'll take him back. We'll talk more about that. Let's just do the next line. So the Gemara says, hakatan ein sarach yiruv, what do you mean? If he's been out and he comes back, what about a child? Who's a yasum, who's an orphan. Maybe his father used to teach him, and now his father died, and now he has nobody to teach him. He doesn't need kiruv, he doesn't need education. You know, years later, after he comes back, there was a big break in the middle between when his father died. So, of course, he's going to need a new Kabbalah, because there was a break in the middle. So, too, if somebody goes to Chutz La'aretz and there's a break from his being accustomed to doing this higher level of behavior, then he would have to do it. He wouldn't be automatically back in. What's the issue of going to Chutz La'aretz? Mara Fulta. Ah, Agav Da'asur Latzeh's Meretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, even though you're not allowed to leave. Right? You're not allowed to go from Meretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Right? That's the language of the Gemara, of the, what he quotes from Baba Basra Tzadi Aleph. What's Baba Basra Tzadi Aleph? Rus and family. Well, not Rus, but family. Right? What the Gemara there says, Rav Shimon Bayachai Omer, Eli Melech, Machlon, Vekilyon, Gedoli Ador Hayu. Gedoli Ador, Eli Melech and the kids. Uparnasei Ador Hayu and the sons. They were leaders. Umavai Ma'anenshu. Mebeshi Yatsu Me'ers Lechutz Laretz. Because they left. I did not let her leave. Now let her leave. Says the Gemara. Oh, so Ayom Rus. And he quotes that the Gemara here talks about the whole story with Rus and Naomi. But the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes that same parak we quoted a week or two ago about not living in Egypt. So in that same parak, he says, Aser Latzeis Me'eretz Yisrael Lechutz Laretz La'olam Ela Lo Matara Oli Si'isha La'hatzel Mi'adgayim Yaksel Laretz For Etzarech V'chein Yotzehu L'schora Abel Ashchon B'chutz Laretz Aser Ela Imkein Chazak Sham Hara'av Ashenasa Shavet Dinar Chita M'shtei Diram Unless it's poverty. B'medvar Memorim B'shaya Hamos B'tzuyas V'apeiros Yoker Abel Ma'peiros B'zol If the fruit are cheap V'lo Yibsa Mos V'lo B'mayis Taker V'alve Pruta Menakis Yeitze b'chamakam shi'isa b'revach. V'yavo b'shemoto latzeis, eina midas chasidus. It's not midas chasidus. Shehare machlon v'kilyon, shnei gedolei ador hayu, b'b'rei tzare gedola yatsu, v'nishayv v'kliya l'makom. They're chayev kliya for midas chasidus? Right, that's a huge chiddush. Midas chasidus. It must be that these two were great leaders and people would learn from them, and therefore their midas chasidus has to be taken more seriously. And that's where the Rama Meyaz also, Gedolei HaChachamim Ayim Menashkan HaTchum Eretz Yisrael, the Rama quotes that the Gemara's at the end of Ksubis, that the great rabbis used to kiss the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, Menashkan Avoneha, and its stones, Umis Galalin Al Afra, Amr Chachamim Kal HaShokha Meretz Yisrael Avonosa Mechulin, La'olam Yadar Adam Eretz Yisrael Afil Beir Shuruba Akum. Already quotes all of these Gemara's, Val Yadar B'chutzlaretz, better to live in the land of Israel, even in a city that's mostly non-Jewish, right, better than to live in Chutz La'aretz, even in a city that's mostly Jewish. Why is it important that the Rambam is quoting all of this in Perek Hilchos Malachim? Right, it's pretty clear from 99% of Mefarshim that the Rambam holds that even Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah to live in Israel. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah. Why doesn't he quote it in one of the 613? That's the big question. That's the big question that many have dealt with. Why doesn't he quote it as one of the 613? The Ramban jumps on him and says, obviously it's a mitzvah daraisa. Why doesn't the Rambam quote it? It's based on a pasuk in the end of Sefer Dvarim. Varasha Mitzaras Vishavtem Ba. The Ramban says, both in his commentary on Chumash and in Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a mitzvah daraisa. So why doesn't the Rambam quote it? So the Megillas Esther says, it's not a mitzvah bizman hazeh. It was only a mitzvah bizman Yoshua and bizman the future coming back. But it's not a mitzvah bizman hazeh. That seems very, very difficult because the Rambam has many areas, both in Halacha and in Musar, that he quotes in Mishnah Torah, right? That depend on Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't quote that. That only applies Bizman HaMikdash, very clearly about asking a guy to do something for you on Shabbos, Bishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Hilchas Avadim, Hilchas Ksubis, right? And all of these Mamari Chazal, right? It's pretty clear. And just like there are many times that the Rambam doesn't quote a mitzvah, but it's counted. It's counted in some reason. It's not counted as a separate, independent one of the 613. All different suggestions what it's included in, right? And we've quoted in the past that the Minchas Asher compares this to the Ramban's tefillah. The Ramban does not count davening as one of the 613. Oh, so the Ramban says it's not a mitzvah to daven bizman hazeh, only bizman hamikdash or some other limit. Of course not. Of course not. Davening is not a mitzvah for every Jew. Of course it is. For some reason, it's not counted as a separate one of the 613. The formulation of the Torah is not a Lashon Tzivui. You love the B'chol of Avchem. Avodah Shevelev Zut Tefillah. The Ramban thinks that's an Asmachta, right? It's not a Beferish Din. Then you could ask, why didn't Hashem give a Beferish Din? Okay, that's about Hashem's motivation. That's not for us. But the Ramban's Tefillah is the Rambam's Yishev Eretz Yisrael, right? Those two are parallel. That just proves that the fact that something is not counted as a separate mitzvah does not mean that it is not a mitzvah in full force. We spoke last year about chinuch. Chinuch is not counted as a mitzvah. What? There's no such thing as chinuch on a daraisa level. So again, there's many examples of this. Okay. By the way, that Gemara Baba Basra at Sadi Aleph, that amud has a lot of many. If you want to look at it, many names that nobody knows. Right? What was the Shimshon's mother's name? Tzalponis. Right, what was Abraham's mother's name and Esau's mother's name? All unusual names that are not quoted in Tanakh. Boa Basra Sadi Alf. Okay, let's continue now with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Alach Adalid, Hanachtomin, Lochivo Osam Chachamim Lahafrish. We've spoken about Demai. Demai, you have to be Mafrish. What do you normally have to be Mafrish for Demai? You have to be Mafrish Meiser Rishon in order to take out the Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kohen, and Meiser Sheni to bring that to Yerushalayim. Those are the two things. The other things we said you could keep. Maiser Rishon you could keep, and Havotzei Chaver Lavaraya, and Maiser Ani. But Nachtomin, major commercial bakers, they, Chazal, did not require them to be Mafrish Maiser Sheni, as we'll see. Ela Kadei Trumas Maiser V'Chala. Trumas Maiser is like Truma, it's a Misa V'Deshamayim, and Chala, which comes up later on when you bake. Not Maiser Sheni. Right? Why? The Gemara in Yuma tells us, the Pnei Moshe here quotes, that it was a time period where the governmental officials made them sell at very low prices, and therefore they're going to lose a lot of money if they're going to have to, like, take off Maaser Sheni and go eat it in Yerushalayim. And again, Rov Ameiros Maaser Hein. So Chazal allowed them to rely on the Rov in this in this situation, right? That's where the, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, Mishum Sheshotre HaMelech B'Yerushalayim, HaYuchovtim Osam, V'lomer Lehem Michru Bezol, sell cheaply, L'fichach Lo'etrichem She'afrishon Meisr She'ni Midmai, V'las Lo'ochel B'Yerushalayim. No, the buyer could have that responsibility. It's not like you could, the seller, you know, for himself, you know, Rov HaMe'aretz, but he doesn't have that responsibility. So somebody has to be mafreshit, the buyer. So that, and people will know that about these major bakers. So he would have to take off Chumas Meiser and Challah, but not Meiser Sheni. He'd have to, the Ritva says in Yuma, he'd have to be mafresh the others to make it not Tevel, but he could keep it. Right? He just doesn't have to be mafresh it. Right? You don't have to be mafresh Chumas Gadola, lahafresh Velases. Aval Vade Chayavano lahafresh HaMeisers, lahotzi Atua Misafik Tevel. Aval Lochivum Lases the Levi, Ula Ani. To keep the lesbu iser zaras elamnei gezel hashevet some chulomar it was mutzar amos mechaver lavaraya and here also meiser sheni that's by regular demai or meiser sheni kilu benachtom and elu tilu baalma chayav lahafrish loch levi shalayim avol beelu hikilu that's the ritvin yuma dafches. The, so that's the nachtomin hachenvanin chenvanim are storekeepers that sell smaller sizes and therefore they make more money. Right, they make more money, so Chazal Emor Shalom Koras Demai. They can't sell Demai unless they take off all of the hafrashos. V'chol hamashpien b'mida gasa, and anybody who sells in large quantity, Rashon Limkar es ha Demai. If you sell b'mida a large quantity, and again you're mosif on the mida, and you don't make as much money, so then Rashon Limkar es ha Demai. You can sell the Demai, and the buyers will have to do the hafrashos. Ve'elena mashpia mida gasa. What? Who are those that sell? Kagon hasitonos umochri tvoa. The wholesalers, and those who sell, right? The marafolda socharim gedolim hakonim tvoa mi bali batim umochra som lachen vani b'mida gasa. You sell a lot, so therefore one would have to be mafresh in those cases. Another day, the Marafolda actually has 2 days why the chevanim are chayiv. Number one, they sell small quantities and they make a lot of money. Or number two, a lot of times kids come in. Kids come into the store, and you don't want to be machshil the kids. So, therefore, you have to be mafresh. B'bnei shebon hatinokos likno, shelo yavo lechol d'mai. Good. Says the Gemara, taman taninan. We learned in the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth parak. Halokeach min ha-nachtom. If you buy from a nachtom, keitzad hu ma'aser, then how are you ma'aser? V'hacha at omer halokeach mafrish, v'hacha at omer hanachto mafrish. So who is mafrish? Right, in one place you say that the buyer has to be mafrish, right, halokeach min hanachtom. Somebody buys from the nachtom in the beginning of the fifth parak on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. A little bit later, if you look, halokeach min hanachtom, keitzad ma'aser, what do you do? So is the buyer from the nachtom the one that's ma'aser? Or is the nachtom ma'aser? Not everything, but certain parts. So given out of case of maser, so hacha domer alokeach mafresh, hacha domer anachto mafresh. So who's mafresh when it comes to the big bakers? So Rabbi Yona Amar is palgan or blazer Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes between Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Yochanan depends. Chad Amar one says that this is the difference between the Mishnayos. Kan ba'ose betara, v'kan ba'ose betuma. Over here, it's where the nachtom got the produce from the amaretz and it was not hukshel akabel tuma yet. So then, the faster he's mafresh, the better. Because it wasn't mukshel akabel tuma yet, so therefore it's not tamei. It can't become tamei, so let it be mafresh. Whatever Chazal said, he has to be mafresh. But kind of over there, ba'osa betuma, over there, he got a betuma, so there's no rush for him to be mafresh, because it's all going to be tamei anyway, and it's not going to be eaten. So therefore, that's the difference between the two cases. V'charana amar, that's how the Bir Chaim Kineski explains it, v'charana amar, kam mida daka, kam mida gasa. Or the difference is, how big? How much is he selling? Is he selling it a lot or a little? Remember, the less he's going to make, the less Chazal said that he has to be mafresh. V'lo yadin, but we weren't sure, manda amar da, manda amar da. We didn't know who said what. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, they each said a different answer to this stira in the Mishnayos. We aren't sure who said what. Until, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, right, there's a girsa, umin ma Damar Rabbi Yochanan. But from the fact that we heard Rabbi Yochanan later on, talking about that other Mishnah, Amar bebrei Taros, once Rabbi Yochanan said his reason because of Taros, which sounds like the first reason here, Sahabi Rabbi Elazar, who da Amar kam bebi da daka kam bebi da gasa. Senior Rabbi Elazar holds the other way. right? One explains the two Mishnayos depending on how the size, the amounts of selling, and the other one is, no, how they bought it. Did they buy it before it was Hukshar or not? So if the Gar says the Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. One second. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the difference is between Hukshar and not Hukshar, our Mishnah is about a case where he bought it and it wasn't wet yet. Remember, we learned yesterday's daf. The Amaris is believed to say it didn't get wet. Right? He's not believed to say it got wet and it didn't become tamei. But he's believed to say it didn't get wet. So in Ba'osa Vitara, if it's talking about a case where it didn't get wet, so Yafashal HaKol, so why we make Kol and say he doesn't have to take off Maaser Sheni? Right? Let him take off everything. If we want to just make sure it's still Batara, that it's as done quickly as possible. So the Amaris says no. But didn't move to Lafish Klum. Really, he's selling it to a Chaver, Mara Folda says. He shouldn't have to be Mafish anything. Right, he's selling it to a chaver. Why? Sheimosim vade la ma'aretz, because you can't give a vade to an ma'aretz. So he shouldn't have to take off anything. So the whole thing is a chumrah. So we're going to be more machmer on him. No, it's good enough what we ask him to do. And then the other way also, v'kasha der balazar im b'mida daka yafer shalakol. According to balazar, hey, if he's selling large quantities and he's making a lot of money, let the lokeach be mafreshit all of it. No, but there's still a din that the chenvanim are not supposed to be motzi mitachas yadam, items that are not hufrash, so at least some of the hafrashes will make them do, even if not all of it. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll continue here in the second parak of Demai, where we have about one or two blot left to the second parak. We'll stop here.